Is it nice for you guys that, you know, now Cantrell sort of has his role, you know, when you guys go Nitro or Dime, and this, you know, have you seen him, Darren, like sort of show a comfort level in that, in that role?
He's getting better. I think he is getting comfortable, and it's still early in the season, and we talked about guys establishing roles and so forth, and how that's what we're, you know, trying to do right now at this point. And we played one game, and those guys were solid, and so they're building that chemistry. So it's going to take a little time, but first time out the gate, it was not bad.
Darren, when you see Julio Jones run those drag routes all the time, is he running out of your double teams? Or trying, is that a one way to try to get him out of your double team, or is that just something they like to do with?
He's just a hard guy to cover, period. I mean, he can run through zones. He can beat doubles. I mean, he's just a dynamic player, and we just have to be real conscious of that and try to slow him down as best we can. But he's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Our guys are looking forward to it. But that's what makes him great and what makes him special. And we got to try to limit that as best we can. But he does present a lot of problems. He's big. He's fast. He's strong. And if you give Matt Ryan time, he can find him.
Hey, Darren, so in 1996, you had a pick six. It was in a game against Houston. You had two interceptions in that game.
I remember that.
I wanted to write something about how odd it is that Rodgers, you know, all these other great quarterbacks have thrown pick sixes galore, and he's thrown one, almost had two. From a defensive player's perspective, what kind of needs to happen for you to have the opportunity to do that? And are there certain instances where you're more likely to be able to pull that off against a quarterback who maybe doesn't make as good of decisions as him or doesn't have a strong arm as him or what?
I think part of it is a mindset, position on the field, situation. To me, I think dictates a lot of that. But it's kind of hard to put a finger on it, Jason, to be honest with you. Some guys have a knack for it. I mean, and you got to have all 11 guys on defense, 10 guys blocking and trying to make a play, really. But some quarterbacks, they're going to be tough because they're going to make the right decision and they're not going to give you opportunities to make plays on the ball. And so, and Aaron is one of those guys. He's not going to give you many opportunities because he's just very good in terms of making decisions. But a number of things have to take place. And I think first and foremost, it's a mindset. And then you got to get the rest of the guys on defense blocking and thinking of scoring it. I'm not just going to be satisfied with making the pick. And you got a lot of guys like that. And but you get the ones that, hey, once I get the ball in my hands, I want to do something with it. You know, and Micah, he was a guy like that. As soon as he got the ball, he was thinking he turned into an offensive player immediately. And he has an act for that. I mean, he returned punts. So some guys are a little bit more
Charles.
Yeah. Exactly.
Darren, how did you see Seattle react to the Nitro package? Obviously, you used a lot more to play up there a lot. Could you tell if they were surprised by it at all? And I'm sure, obviously, now teams aren't going to be.
I don't think they were surprised because we ran it against them last year and so forth. And, again, I know they had some issues going on, you know, personnel-wise and so forth. But we were prepared to go either way. And it's kind of one of those deals, hey, we're going to start off with this, but you got to be flexible enough that if you need to make a change and get some bigger bodies in there, you know, we were prepared to do that as well. And we started with it, and it was going well, and Dom just stuck with it.
With a guy like Julio, is it something that you have to remind you guys, maybe don't pay too much attention to him because the other guys can beat you too?
A little bit. And I think you saw that on the play that 81 had for Atlanta last week where you saw, I think it was Dimps, I think it was a safety for Chicago. He was so busy and he was so in tune with, you know, being aware of where Julio was, he kind of got himself out of position. As a result, when 81 caught that ball, he was kind of running scot-free there, and he was in a chase mode. So you have to be aware of him, but at the same time, you don't want to get yourself out of position to the point where you expose, you know, some other guys.
Do you think by the end of the year, I know you can't predict these kind of things, but will Burnett, do you think, have played more inside linebacker than Brent Safety?
It's hard to tell, and we hope not. I mean, Morgan's a versatile player, and hopefully we can put him all over the place, and teams won't get a beat in terms of where he's going to be. But, again, so much of that will depend on Dom's comfortability and what he wants to do from a scheme standpoint. But he certainly gives you that flexibility, and he's a guy that you can do a number of things with, and we'll see how that goes. But one game, we'll see.